Good evening, everyone. Bruchim Haboim. We could ask everyone to settle down for a quick minute. It goes without saying, that the articulation, the very mention of the date of Gimel Tammuz gives the world, certainly the Chabad Chassidim, and each and every one of you who are under the direct influence of the Rebbe, we're in his home, the Beis Menachem Chabad house, enduring constantly and continually the living legacy of the Rebbe. Many of us who are shluchim, emissaries of the Rebbe, it gives us a stab in the heart, but also a fortification that life goes on and the Rebbe is with us, albeit on a spiritual plane, more than ever before, having in mind what the Alter Rebbe brings down from the esoteric works of the Zohar, Zohar meaning illumination and light, that it's more clear than day, that Tzadik Tispater Ishtakach B'chul Almin Yater Mibachayehi, that a Tzadik who may physically pass away finds himself here, his manifestation, his essence is here now more than ever before, and there are no hagbolus, there are no limitations, there are no boundaries, there are no inhibitions. Or as the Gemara says, bringing it more down to earth, regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Rebbe certainly is the Moshe Rabbeinu of this generation, because we know that Ispashtusa de Moshe b'chol dora v'dora, the extension, the spirituality, the essence of a Moses in a generation, is at each and every generation. And the words that the Alter Rebbe brings in Tanya is very much befitting. When we speak about the Lubavitcher Rebbe and the Seder Reinu, that Roa Kodesh Baruch Hu Shatzadikim Mo'atin, God saw, because God is the very essence of luminescence, and God saw in the world that righteous of such caliber would be few and far beyond. Omad v'shoslan, the Gemara says. So Almighty God stood up and distributed them b'chol dor v'dor in every generation. Our generation, which came forth from the horrors of the Holocaust, where nobody ever gave a chance for there to be continuity, resiliency, perseverance, or the ability that Klal Yisrael would not only revitalize itself and renew itself, but to bring it to such a level of such a dynamic of thousands of Jewish institutions monitoring the pulse beat of Jewish life, that the Rebbe created the whole aura and reality of the Baal Tshuva movement, that it's never too late and people can return and solidify their life with the conviction of joining together heaven and earth. That's something that in a mortal sense, in a sensical value, is totally nonsensical. Whoever thought this would be. So there stood up a giant in our generation who went ahead mastering, if you will, not as a way of life, but as a craft, instilling, imbuing, and inculcating this Avas Yisrael, this unprecedented and unparalleled outreach to reach out to the Jewish people, not only that, but to the Gentile world as well. So gesund. Don't be sorry. It's very good. Some say it and some spray it, you know. So we find ourselves in a commotion of feeling, an intellectual debate, if you will, as the Rebbe handed us the baton, a baton that we hold on to, that we clutch with perspiration, with tiredness, with difficulties, which at times seem to be mixed with seemingly insurmountable obstacles, difficulties, and hardships. Only look at the news the last few days, and it's a further affirmation of Al tiftachu ben divim b'ven adam she'en lo tshuva. But the Jewish people relies upon one entity, one manifestation, and that is the Supreme Being. And it's because of God that Israel is here, because of God that Israel will always be here, and there's nothing superficial or external about that. And the Rebbe was at the forefront, and continues to be so, of the word leadership. Leadership can be a very lonely experience. Sometimes it's very lonely on top. When amidst the love, there has to be strength. Amidst the outreach, there has to be regulation. And amidst inspiring a generation, there has to be down-to-earth facts governing our existence. Gimel Tammuz is historically a lesson of time, and it's first mentioned in the Torah regarding the concept of Shemesh B'Givon Dom, that when Joshua was conquering the seven nations and he went over and beyond to wage war, that time it was in Gaza, it was in Lebanon, but it was more of the same. And he literally commanded the sun to stay up. It was Shkia time, sunset, and they needed more time to finish off the enemy. And Hashem listened, and the sun stood still. Now when a tzaddik leaves this world, it's with his, if you will, haskama, approval, so to speak. The Rebbe's leaving the world, we'll call upon him physically, was on a day that tells us the sun does not set. And I'll just conclude, because I'm not the speaker here tonight. You hear enough of me, Meretz Hashem, from now and forever. But we have a very special speaker tonight. But I'll only mention something that I saw today. There was a shliach, an emissary of the Rebbe, who took last year, the year before, one of his balabatim, one of his supporters. You're supposed to support us, guys. And he took him to the ohel, the resting place, the eternal place, till Mashiach will come, where the Rebbe is. They had a big Shabbos there and a big Gimel Tammuz there. And he was so inspired, because when his friend, who was not that well versed in Judaism or in the liturgy of Judaism and how to write things in Hebrew and English, told him, right here, write your name, this name, that name. He should have written his name, Ben, his mother's name, but like he thought he was getting an aliyah by the Torah, he wrote his father's name. And the shliach was so inspired and so excited, because he wrote that his name was Shalom Ben Harabi, the son of the Rebbe. And it was unbelievable. The shliach saw this, and he fabrained the entire Shabbos, how this person has the feeling that every person on one level or another that has to do with the Rebbe, albeit from a distance at times, the Rebbe is a father, not only a leader, but a father of Klal Yisrael. And his love for the Jewish people is boundless and infinite, like a father and a mother. Kerachim av albonim, as we say in the liturgy of the prayers. And he was speaking in Yiddish and this and that. And the balabas, the supporter, didn't want to say anything to him. He didn't want to take, you know, the gas out of his system. And he was fabraying, look at this man, he's here. And I just brought him closer a year or two ago. He's already writing that he's the son of the Rebbe. And the man's father didn't have a Hebrew name. And his name, his father's name, was Harvey. Harvey, hey, resh, vez, yud, spells Harabi. But that's okay, because there's no mistakes. Everything is either legendary or everything is synonymous with a spiritual correctness. So tonight, we are children who not only remember a father, but live with the father, project and propel his essence into the mainstream. A person doing that is our guest speaker tonight, Rabbi David Weinberg, who comes number one, as I mentioned in Shul Shabbos, from a very, very great Chabad family, a family that's filled with scholars and shluchim. And his grandfather had the connection with my father-in-law of blessed memory. They were both Talmidim of Tvotsk in the times of the war, running the countryside from the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. Some of them ended up in Shanghai, in this international city, and many of them lost everything. And Rabbi Weinberg, Rabbi Yossel Weinberg, who actually spoke here, it was in that room, we switched things around, many, many years ago in Gimel Tammuz, and now his grandson takes over. So his grandfather was a person that, if you will, was one of the Rebbe's captains, if you will, one of the Rebbe's generals. And he did many, many things in a myriad of ways, a world traveler, many miraculous stories, a great scholar, and a man who brought the message of Lubavitch, of the Rebbe, to the world. So we have the merit tonight to have a visitor, as I mentioned in Shul, from the jungles of South Africa now to the jungles of Tarzan, or Tarzana. And we are very fortunate to have such a very special person here. You see the feinkeit, the edelkeit, the refinement on his face. He's been a shliach in South Africa for more than 30 years. He and his wife have kenayin hara, 7 children. They lead a community called Hamokom in Cape Town. He was once the rabbi in Johannesburg of the largest congregation, Stanton Shul, in Johannesburg. Any of the South Africans here are familiar with it. And now in Cape Town. When I was in Joburg for a wedding, so a group of us, including Shmulek, who we both know, my nephew, took a plane to go check out Cape Town. Because it's Expo Lukim, you see the finger of God there. It's beyond gorgeous. And people such as Rabbi Weinberg, who will be with us tonight, made such a change as an emissary of the Rebbe. And now he is the rabbi of the Murray Road Shul, a director of many activities, inspiring, uplifting, in a major monumental manner. And recently, his children, who happens to be another nephew of mine, Rabbi Yossi Brisky, who just came here, and they're becoming shluchim in the greater Agoura area. Of course, is married to his daughter Leah, and they have one child, just got married, and they just moved here. So he's coming to check up on the nephew, if he's being good to the niece, to his daughter. So please give a very warm welcome to a special Jew, Rabbi David Weinberg, who will be speaking here. And Mech Hashem, after the speech, will be Mairiv. And then those who would like will come with us into the adjoining room, where there'll be beautiful refreshments. And I'll just conclude by saying, we'll have a Fabrengen, a Hasidic gathering. And it says, everyone has a need. Everyone knows somebody who isn't feeling well. Yitzhak ben Juliet should be gesund. Hatine Chaim Alexander ben Sternesora, Beseich Shar Cheli Stroll. Everybody knows somebody and everybody needs something. And what a Hasidic Fabrengen can achieve, even the angel Michol cannot achieve. Please rise and give a warm Tarzana Valley welcome to Rabbi David Weinberg.